Welcome to Family Fortunes. We asked 100 people whether they listened to Jeff Young. They said no.
That's as loud as I'm going to get.
Ta-da!
Okay, we're
on. We're on. Okay. You Can't Have My Love. That's a track from the brand new Jones Girls album. Hold on a minute. Where have you been? Sunday morning.
Saturday morning.
Sorry, it's Caister, isn't it?
It's so early.
It seems like we've been here for weeks already. Geoffrey, you're half an hour late. Where have you been?
Well, I was wandering around the campsite, reading the papers, as we always do, and I found this guy here.
Katanga, my friends, how are you? So wonderful to be here in this marvellous place with all the ex-hippies wandering around, wearing these lovely flared trousers that taper into the bottom, and those funny shoes with the bits cut out of the ankles, with white socks, trying to pretend to be that Michael Jackson, you know. I really dig him, he's great. Okay, I do some of my very, very favorite Caister type impressions for you. First of all, Tony Blackburn. Okay, that is absolutely sensational. And now, Nina, 99 Red Balloons. Oh, sorry, that's not very funky. Oh, here's Steve Wright. Steve Wright is my favorite. Oh, yes it is. No, it isn't. That's right, that's right. Hello, I'm Damien. What a load of crap. And first of all, now, here's my very, very favorite impression. Here's Mike Leed. Relax, I'm doing it. Oh, let's play the guitar. Oh, look here, Derek Chinnery. Mike, stop playing the bloody guitar. Who the hell do you think you are? I got to break the bloody thing over your head. Okay, guys. Okay. Great to be here, Caister. Carry on, Jeff. Carry on, Peter. Okay.
As I was saying, he looked a bit lost.
Who was that man?
Hello, boys.
Oh, yes.
Lem with George Henry here.
Nice to see you, mate. What are you doing in Caister?
I just come to check it out, because I've done several summer seasons in Yarmouth, and I've always driven through Caister and wondered why these, like, young funketeers are wandering around, you know, looking lost. And
wrecking the town.
And I've just come to check out the scene, because there's a lot of good music going on, and I'm into that, me.
That's good. You brought some records for us as well.
Yeah, guy. I think we should play some,
in later.
Some nice tunes, like Change and You Are My Melody.
Ooh.
Taster rummaging around in the studio. A boogie, 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 boogie. Well, I said, bell, ball, a bellet to the bell, bell, ball. You don't stop the... It's like a jungle sometimes. It squeezes in your wellies. It's really terrific.
Yeah, change. You are my melody.
This is the stuff.
This is what they want.
This is all they're getting.
Lenny, how does Radio Caster Studio compare to the Radio 1, the lush Radio 1?
Pretty naff.
Pretty naff.
I'm disgusted.
Come on, people. Guys. Two cornflakes boxes and a couple of tins and a bit of string. It's not very good, is it?
But we got decks, guys.
They're all right. They're all right. They're not too hip. But no, it's all right. This is all you need, isn't it?
That's it. The feeling's good. The keep people the are there.
Keep the pilgrims happy.
That's it.
They're all
that's
there it. Having showers and doing naughty things to themselves.
To themselves. Oh, yeah.
Well, certainly not with other people. It's impossible to pull at a soul festival. People are too conscious of how they look. I mean, we used to go to all dayers, you know, when I was into Northern Soul when I was very young. And you couldn't, like, get attached to a member of the opposite sex because they were so conscious of the way they looked, you know. They're scared to kiss you in case they smeared their hair or something, you know. Like, hey, I've got to look really cool, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But it's great. I love it. I think it's dead good.
Right. Dead good.
Dead positive, you know what I mean?
And you're still buying records, yeah?
Oh, all the time. I got into Groove and they get sick of me. I'm there for 3 hours at a time. Oh, play that one again. You know that one you went on half an hour ago? Stick it on again. I like that. And they keep trying, no, I don't want any electro! No! No!
You don't do any scratching then?
What? I put chamomile on it and it went away.
It does, it does.
No, I like all that. Isn't it good? Because it's like the DJ is like using the decks as a musical instrument and joining in as well. I think it's very positive that.
That's right, it saves him learning a musical instrument.
Definitely. I've always thought that DJs should entertain more instead of just spinning records, you know. Right. Mixing was a start of that, but it was never... I always felt mixing was a bit of a doddle, you know. You know, James Hamilton there with his click. 1, 2, 3, 4, chop! Yeah, that was good. 1, 3, 4 BPM. Yeah, that's great. Brilliant. Oh, and you can get great chops down at the warehouse in Glasgow. It's really good. Now, I've always admired that scratching business. Apparently, Davey D was down at Gulliver's and wiped everybody away, you know, because he was on with Curtis Blow.
Yeah.
And he blew people away because he was so artistic with the decks. And also, I saw Grandmaster DST with Herbie Hancock, and I thought he was masterful. He was excellent.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I'm into all that.
You doing some radio yourself again this year?
Yeah, I start again in November for Radio 1 between 1 and 2 on Saturdays. Comes after DLT, you know.
Ah, BRIX.
BRIX.
Yeah.
So we're going to clap down some music. And speaking of clapping down music, I think...
we better have another tune, don't you think?
Yeah.
Something from Carl Anderson, maybe. Time to Win. That's Carl Anderson, Time to Win. Sounds a bit like Al Jarreau, Len.
I think Al Jarreau should hire a drummer. The guy's sick, you know what I mean? I mean, anybody who makes that much noise, right?
Now, Warner Brothers wouldn't pay for the drummer.
Say, Al, please, cheap get bang. A drummer. Yeah. Al, just please, just get a drummer guy. Cause
you must be earning the money by now.
Yeah, you must be earning some decent bread by now. Sorry, we're having a jolly good time here. Radio K-Star, Jeff Tong, Pete Young, Lenny Raimondo. It's a great, great, great breakfast time here. We're having a good time.
Hot and windy.
Cool, it is a bit warm in here, isn't it?
It's a bit warm. The studio hots up.
Yeah,
it's actually taking the people out. What we used to do is we used to have this massive audience in front of us every time we did Radio Coaster, but now it's like... Well, no, they've shrunk it a bit. just a little bit.
Taking the bar out.
The studio, can't do a thing with the DJ.
Taking the bar out. Well, let's have one of your scratch mixes.
Oh, it is bloody scratched as well. This is Daz by Brick, and it's one of my favourite tunes. I really like this, and it's a bit scratched, so just double up on the beat if you're dancing to it. Bye. Son of
what's that?
Brick. Daz. Brick. That's a good tune. I like that. That's one of my favourites. Cantor used to play that. Goodies.
Oldies guy.
Yeah,
oldies guy.
You know, in that oldies style.
Listen, Lenny, one of the main reasons you're here today is because you should be doing something else, and you thought, why not come up and see?
Yeah, because unfortunately, the lads at the BBC have taken it upon themselves to go on strike. And this is the sixth week of dispute at the BBC, and I was supposed to be recording a television programme tonight, but unfortunately it's been blanked. So I'm come down here to check out some music and to stop myself being a bit too depressed.
Do they know what they're disputing?
Yeah, it's about... it's very boring. The set movers and prop makers, and they've there's a lot of hassle there, and I don't want to go into it. It's too boring.
What's the show going to be called when it does eventually reach the
Well,
the
I
box?
Thought we'd call it the Lenny Henry Show, funnily enough, Pete. You know,
that's really original.
What a great idea!
It is, isn't it? Well, it's better.
That'll look good in the papers.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. It's better. Well, get more the name central over. To me than the Jim Davidson show.
Right.
I thought. You know?
Yeah. No. Is it? Right.
But it's going to be comedy and sketches, and we're going to have some good people in it. And
same characters as you've done before. And
some of the old ones, some of the new ones. It's going to be, I'm really looking forward to it because it's a new style. You know, it's going to be a new thing.
We've done
the theme tune, and we've done some good surprises. It's going to be good.
Good. How many shows have you got?
Six.
Six. Right. Six. Saturday nights, I suppose.
Well, I don't know when they decide to go back to work. We'll know a bit more about it. Yeah. But hopefully, we'll get a good time.
Is the dog going to come back?
Clayton, the dog. Yeah.
The dog's heavy.
Over there, the dog's well hard. He's tough.
Atomic dog.
Yeah, he's a very, very atomic dog.
So, did you get this TV show as a result of the Three of a Kind business, or has it been on the cards?
Well, we all knew that we weren't gonna carry on with Three of a Kind forever. We were Tracy, David, and myself knew that, you know, to do three is good. Do three and then split. Don't stay for any longer.
Mm.
Because I hate watching those television shows that have been going for 4 or 5 years, you know.
Yeah.
And the same old tired characters come on and they're really, really boring, you know.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, sorry, I've just hit the table. Meand!
Morning coffee.
You see all these characters come on and they're really boring and you know all the catchphrases and it's so predictable. So we split after three and I think it was a good decision. And we've all got our own TV series out of it. David's got his own in Manchester, I'm doing mine in London, and Tracy's got one for Central Television. So we're all very happy.
That's good.
Now, we always do a little bit of comedy on the
Jeff
and Pete shows in the morning here at K-Star.
Well, I thought I'd pick one myself, if you didn't mind too much.
No, it's okay.
It's from a Bill Cosby, Tam and the Motown album, and it's called Kill the Boy. It's very funny.
I came home from playing tennis, as I said before. My wife was like this. And I was hoping that I wasn't the one she was looking like that about. And I went up to her and I kissed her on the cheek. I said, "How you feeling, Pud?" She said, "I want you to go upstairs and kill that boy." And I said, "Right." Because I was happy. I wasn't the one in trouble. "Kill the boy, kill the boy." "Yes, master, yes, master." So I go to kill my son. He was in the room, looking pitiful. And I can understand that because my mother sent me to the room many times. "Your father comes home, he's going to shoot you in the face with a bazooka. And I am not going to stop him this time either. You know, he's always wanted to kill you. The day you were born, he said, 'Kill it.' I stopped him from killing you for 11 years. And this is the thanks I get for saving your life. I looked at him, I said, "Your mother sent me here to kill you." He said, "Aha." I looked at him, and I noticed that on top of his head, from here all the way around to here, there was no hair. So I said, "Son?" Called him son. I said, "What happened to your hair?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "Son, take your hand and put it on top of your head and tell me what you feel." He said, "There's no hair." I said, "Right. Now, tell Dad what happened to your hair." He said, "I don't know." I said, "Son, was your head
with you all day today. He said, uh-huh. I said, did you cut your hair off? He said, uh-huh. I said, then why didn't you tell me that? He said, I don't know. I said, is this the hairstyle you wanted? He said, uh-huh. I said, a reversed mohawk? So I went back downstairs. My wife said, did you kill him? I said, no. She said, why? I said, I don't know.
Oh, well on, well on, well on. Yeah, nice applause there, Bill. Yeah, right, right, right. Delbert Wilkins here, station WBRIX, interrupting the radio case to show Jeff and Pete looking sheepish here. Because I tunneled in, guy. You know what I mean? I left Big Winston down the road, minding the store, because I'm selling these nice cut-off jeans, you know what I mean? Just in case the sun shines here, you know what I mean? And Jeff, I must say, right, that you're looking very well. That Gap Band tour jacket is looking well crucial, you know what I mean? And Pete, that lovely woolly Brideshead Revisited jumper looks well hard, guy, you know what I mean? I mean, you look tough, guy. You look crucial, guy. So, right, the guys have invited me on the show, right, to wake you up and cheer you up, right, because Big Winston says that I've got to come in here and say hello. So, hello, Winston, hello. Next time on WBRIX, interrupting Radio Caster specifically for your very own... What's the... Hang on a minute. Listen... I don't believe this. They're interrupting me with music. But I don't mind. You know why? Because it's the system. And promises can break. This is well mellow. You know what I mean? Hey, guys, does that mean you don't want me to do this joke?
Later.
All right, all right. Dig this.
Oh, Promises Can Break. Sounds good from the system.
It's good stuff. Jeff and Pete on Radio K-Star, our little Saturday morning special. And we got Delbert with us now.
Yeah, man, it's Willard. It's nice to be here, guys. Hi, how you doing? Hi, how you doing? Yeah. Now it's time on WBRRX, specifically for Radio K-Star, uninterrupted now, for your very own special Brixton Horoscope. And here we go first with Libra. All you Libras listening? Right. Today, financial problems feature strongly, and there will be pressure from many sides. This afternoon, there will be trouble when you rob a post office. All right. Aquarius, right? Aquarians are a moody lot, often prone to overreacting. And with Saturn moving across your sign, the chances are that today's the day you'll make your bid for world domination. Wow, man, this is really hot stuff. What about Virgo? Virgoans cannot be relied upon under any circumstances, and particularly not this week, when you'll all turn into huge green slimy monsters. Huge green slimy monsters? This is ridiculous, man! Hey, Pete? Jeff? I never knew you were a Virgo. Pete, put me down, man. Jeff, your slimy hands are messing up my leather jacket, guy. Oh, no. Listen, here's the P-Funk All-Stars and pumping it up. Jeff, me coolies.
If you don't know the thing you're dealing, oh, I can tell you, darling, that it's sexual healing. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause you do it right.
So we lose so much talent, don't we?
We
do. It's unreal.
Very, very sad.
So he's 45. That's young.
Yep.
The guy was still making tunes, you know, 45 years old. And he had some... I'm sure he was going to bring out some good stuff.
Yeah, he was in the middle of doing another album and they never got the vocals. Apparently all the backing tracks were done, but there aren't any good vocals on. So
that's
probably the last Marvin Gaye record we'll hear. A great shame.
Apparently one of them was called It's My Duty to Spank Your Booty. And there was another one called Sanctified Pussy. Apparently it was about a heavenly cat. I'm assured that it was about a heavenly cat.
You're well informed.
You've got high connections, well informed.
LA circuit. Isn't it a shame? From one soulful voice to another, I think the new Womack album is wonderful. Poet 2. This is Tell Me Why.
Thank you. or my yesterday. The feeling that we share left me breathlessly. Ooh, I never thought a cloud of doubt could get in our way. All we said and did, a crazy melody I can't replay. Ooh, when it comes to your loving, so gotta have it, it's tearing us apart, but I will surrender. Breaking my heart, won't you love me tender before you take away my world forever. Tell me why, tell me why. Why can't we, baby? If ooh, if you never, honey, if you just do this for me. Baby, why, tell me why. Can't you see I love? Fighting all the time. The rumor spread so quick in the dark of the night. Woo-hoo, you meet me, beat me on some street. With a friend, you say it's best, but you can't face love alone yet. Ooh, to build me up when I was falling down. Your love ain't never, never let me down. Through the hard times, baby, we got by. But now you got me asking you the question, why? Tell me why? Why can't we?
Baba, I said I wanna, I said I'm gonna, I said
when it comes to your loving, soul got the habit, seven us apart, but I will surrender.
Yeah, yeah, nice, nice.
Lenny, you were getting down there doing rapping.
I was rapping away and then he faded me out.
Sorry, we've got Kaysteritis. It's early, Lenny.
I'm sorry,
we were working.
We've
last
been
night.
Up all
More
night.
Coffee.
You know, we've been up all night.
I don't want to know about your problems, pal. You know, it's not my fault that you're insomniacs.
Listen, while we're at it, we've got to remind all you people. Don't forget, tonight is a big fancy dress night.
Yeah, right.
So get your stuff together tonight. Get your best kit on.
Don't forget to get all your gear. It's great. It's going to be a good night.
It's fancy, man.
Right.
All right.
Bobby Womack, Tell Me Why,
Beverly
Glenn,
that's right. From the Poet Triffic. 2.
Triffic, Triffic, it's really Triffic.
You sound like Peter Powell.
mate.
Don't start
Peter
him off,
those leather kecks.
Keep him under control, we're going to whip you, Henry, if you don't shut up. Wait
Peter
a minute,
Powell,
mate.
Those leather trousers, they do me in.
Hello, mate.
I wonder who walks the
they
way
don't
he does.
Do him any good either, exactly, yeah.
It's really rough on the inside of those leather trousers, that's why he walks like,
hello, mate.
Trundling along. I like Pete, actually. He's great.
He's a very sincere young man.
Hello, I'm very sincere.
Pete Powell's great. What do you want to talk about?
We want to talk about why you like the Persuasions.
Well, I like the... I just like the raw energy of it, and the way they harmonise is brilliant.
Dum, dum, dum,
they're dead
dum,
good. Dum. Let's have a listen. I bet you can't sing like this after a night on the tiles.
Soon me, baby, soon me. Soon me with your kindness. For you know that your powerful loving is soothing to me. Say it again, soon me. Soon me, baby, soon me.
I used to have a lot of girls. I had them big and small. But since I met that woman of mine, I don't need no other girl at all.
Soothe me, baby, soothe me. Soothe me with your kindness. For you know that, you know that your powerful love is soothing, soothing to me. Listen to me, Jimbo. Lord, I did a lot of gambling. I drank liquor instead all night long. Ever since I met that woman of mine, I keep ran at home. And I tell you, soothe me, my baby, soothe. Oh, Lord, soothe me with your kindness. For you know that your powerful love is soothing. Say it again, everybody. Oh, you know that your powerful love is soothing, soothing them one more. Soothe me, baby. Hey, I'm feeling mighty good about you.
You see, my children, we're here in church this evening. Hey, guys, please, be cool. Be cool. Be cool, guys. No, I don't want you to sing, guys. You see, we are gathered here in case the let me say yeah.
Yeah.
To try and see how many women we can fit into our caravan. Let me say at least 15.
at least 15.
You see, my children, after we've been drinking and smoking and listening to funky music all night long. Let me say funky music all night long.
Funky music all night long.
You see, my children, I want to hear you. I want to hear you say, hi, how you doing? Hey, what's happening, baby? You see, my children, this is what we're talking about here in Kingston this evening. Let me just say Kingston this morning.
Kingston this morning.
Let me just say, oh, that was a cock-up.
Oh, that was a cock-up.
Let me just say, back to Jeff and Pete.
back to Jeff and Pete.
You guys are mental. You're crazy.
We're putting him up to some stuff here. Or is that somebody else's
phrase?
No, that's
somebody else.
I always fancy doing that bit on the telly.
Absolutely.
What a hoot, eh? Sorry about this. If you're kipping in bed and you don't know quite what's happening, I've interrupted. Sort of. This is Lenny Henry, by the way, if you don't recognise.
This is our special guest.
I've just interrupted the Radio Caster breakfast show because I thought, well, they're not doing anything.
So I might as well interrupt it.
Why shouldn't I interrupt? I mean, they're not doing anything stunningly original. Why not come in and have a hoot, eh?
We play your records.
All we're
anyway.
Doing is nicking your albums.
You have to. Okay, carry on. What we were going to talk about Blackpool.
Yes.
Because I mentioned earlier about Summer Seasons and Great Yarmouth, and how Great Yarmouth is one of the bastions of Summer Season.
Exactly.
This year I'll go to Blackpool for Funkless Coasts, totally uncharted by funketeers everywhere.
Because they all go to sunny Spain.
They all go to Spain.
Not far
there.
Wrong, yeah.
But I'm going to Blackpool, and goodness knows I'm going to get me records and stuff. But who knows, eh? Maybe I'll find some outlet. I might go to Manchester, actually, and get some stuff.
Or you could go and see Kev near Liverpool.
I might go somewhere once every month or something to get some tackle, because it's very difficult when you're... It's like you're cut off, you know, and I always feel a bit... I take loads of stuff up, and it lasts me for about a month and a half, and then I feel as if I'm missing out, you know, because I read the trade papers and stuff, and I think, oh...
There's always Radio 1, Lenny.
What do they do in situations like that? Do they put you up in a flat or hotel room with a hi-fi or something?
Because I'm there for like 5 months, I just get a house up there, rent a house, and for reasonable money. I mean, they're working a skank, obviously.
Do you have a jar lady?
Well, hello, boys. It's so nice to be here on Radio Caster. Well, this little studio is really untidy, you know. Jeff, you naughty little boy, tidy up yourself. Put on the T-shirt. Peter, why are you doing this? Brighton Revisited jumper. Take the damn thing off. Listen, boys, I think it's so nice to be here on Radio Caster, you know, because Marcus, my dog... Get down, Marcus, you little brooch, yeah? Marcus, my dog, is here as well. And we love Radio Kester, especially Jeff and Pete, because they're so nice. Listen, I want to hear some comedy on Radio Kester, because I think it's a very important thing. So one of my favorite things, and I know Lenny and Jeff and Pete and all my little friends out there in bed love this lovely comedy track. He is nice, Steve Martin, and he's going to expose something.
You probably read it in Screw Up Your Life People magazine anyway. I used to smoke marijuana. But I'll tell you something. I would only smoke it in the late evening. Oh, occasionally the early evening, but usually the late evening or the mid-evening. So I just had the early evening, mid-evening, and late evening. Occasionally early afternoon or the mid-afternoon or perhaps the late mid-afternoon. Sometimes the early, mid, late, early morning. But never at dusk. Never at dusk. I would never do that. I don't think I should. Okay. Hey, Grandpa bought a rubber.
All right, Steve Martin there. He's one of my favourites. There's him, Pryor, Cosby, recently Eddie Murphy, although I think Murphy's copying Pryor a little bit.
Yeah.
He's very strong. I think
his impersonations are good.
I was just going to say
that. James Brown, and all that kind of thing.
He does a great thing on about the singers, as you were saying, about Michael Jackson, and the Stevie Wonder thing's a bit sick. And I think he does some ferocious things about his parents, which, I don't know how you cope with that.
He's a brilliant
actor. I think he's got a lot of presence on screen, and he's just a very, very good actor. His reactions are great. So those are my favourite comics at the moment. I really love Steve and Rich and Bill.
What attracts you about Cosby's comedy? The fact that it's not rude?
No, because Pryor's not about rudeness. Pryor's about telling it like it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't waste any time by waffling around the subject. He does a subject, you know. And he just goes bang, and he's straight in the middle of it. Whereas Cosby tells a story, you know, and he's got total recall. He can remember everything, and he can remember why it was funny. And I think Eddie Murphy, because he's only young and he's like 22, he feels as if he's got a lot to prove. So he goes straight in with the swearing.
He's still very much in the school of learning, yeah?
Yeah, and Steve Martin, the reason I like him is because he's so bizarre. He's just very, very bizarre. Anyway, that's the reason I like Steve.
Have you seen the Jerky's film?
Yeah, isn't it funny? It's brilliant. If you get a chance to see it, I mean,
we're showing it here at Caster.
Oh, they're showing it at Caster continually?
No, the whole film, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And it's a dead good film. Please, please try and see it, because it's very, very funny. Also, if you can see Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, try and see that as well, because that's a funny film too.
Got any favourite British comics?
British comics? I mean, I've been influenced by quite a lot of people, like Peter Sellers and stuff like that. But British comics, Cannon and Ball, really. I mean, they're...
Thank you, once again, thank you, really hate me, don't you, Dom?
They really, that was Mike Spargo's, by the way.
Yeah.
I really like Cannonball because of the energy, and it's like the Beatles when you see them, you know. Cannonball, they come on and the audience go wild, you know, but I really think they've got something special. I'm not sure whether they know what it is, but I really do think they've got a lot of bottle, John.
Yeah, now what with your TV... And the summer season and everything else. When are you going to do some more gigs?
Gigs? Oh, well, the summer season's going to take a lot of time. I love gigging. But what I'll be doing is it's going to change now because I'm not doing so many cabaret gigs in 1985. I'll be doing concentrating mainly on tours and stuff like that, and maybe residencies of a week. But I'm not schlepping around the country doing.
So it's no more soup in a basket.
Not so many of them anyway. I'll be doing a concert tour at the end of the year if the BBC strike goes as planned. If it finishes in a couple of weeks, hopefully I won't have to do any work in later on in the year. But I've forgotten the question.
It's time to move on in that case.
I'll be doing concerts and I'll be doing stuff like that. But hopefully next year I hope to be doing more telly and a film maybe or something.
Is there going to be a record? So next case that we can play what you would be doing if you were here
again.
The
Katanga rap is going to be at last on the case. The Katanga rap is being at this as we speak. The Katanga rap is.
I know the rap.
What was the single we used to play? We used to play the B side of it, didn't we?
The Mole record.
The Mole record.
The Mole
record
song.
Great.
Yeah. When I used to be on Tizzles. Yeah.
It was really great. Now listen, guys. I know you guys.
guys are waiting to get rid of me so you can bite into the bread and condensed milk sandwiches, you know, and go into the liquor caravan and enter into the dubious practices. But before we go, guy, I must say it's been really, really nice, because all this time I've been rummaging around under the table having a really terrific time. So Katanga, my friends, it's been really terrific. I think he's been absolutely wonderful. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day, because, as you know, I listen to Case a lot, and sometimes I don't know what they're doing.
Goodbye, guys. You're so nice.
Pete, uh-huh. Say thank you to Lenny.
Thank you, Lenny. Lenny, thank you.
Thank you, Lenny Henry, very much indeed
thank
for
you.
Dropping in to see us.
And can we finish on Lovequake by Bobby Kim?
Bobby who?
Bobby King. He wrote Kim down here.
I think we'll finish with Lovequake by Bobby King. That'll be a great
Bobby
place
King.
To finish.
Sorry,
all right.
Bobby King. It's okay.
Thank you for coming. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
you guys for this. Winston, fetch the Vaseline.
Right, am I on? Hi guys, you're listening to Pete Tong.
He's totally crucial, guy.
Well, you're listening to Pete Tong. He's really lovely. Grab hold of his hair and whammy around in it for a bit.
Oh, sorry, did I hit the table during that? Did you hear it? Oh, sorry, shall I do it again?
I think it was in the kit. Hello? This is Tony here. You're listening to Pete Tong. Listen to him or I'll smash your face in.
Hello. If you just turned your radio on, you're listening to, Pete Tong. He's quite nice, really.
Okay, one more.
Hello, Peach Pies. Babylonia Johnson here, your number one gossip columnist. You're listening to Pete Tong. He's so cute.
Is that all right? Do you want some?
Yeah, please.
Jeff Young on the radio. Welcome to Family Fortunes. We asked 100 people whether they listened to Jeff Young. They said no.
What's happening, guy? Delbert Wilkins here, just to tell you that you're listening to my main man, my main buddy, my main guy, my main... Jeff Young. He's well hard.
Hello, Big Winston here, just to tell you that you're listening to Jeff Young on the radio. He's all right.